what? Did it debut in France or something? Is that why? And that they just
probably.
Like put the listing up on Mal and they never changed it.
Frenchy. French people.
Probably what happened.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't recognize those people at all. This doesn't sound right.
Yeah, you have to listen to them say things like Ashton Kutcher and...
We have many listens. Smokey, afar. Let's a huge fart. And anime titties. Finn.
Were you just like making that up as you went along?
Yeah. Yeah.
God. Okay.
It was pretty good, right?
That's what the kid did, too. Let's face it.
Oh, man. Welcome to the Anime Summit Podcast. And I'm Sam. And, of course, with me every week is Nick.
Paintings made perfect. One last step between the stars. Flag's drift music plays.
I read that as drift music, oh my God, what's that show called? Can't even think. Tokyo Drift. No. Initial D. There we go.
That was way better than mine.
I think there's supposed to be a comma after the word drift, but I'm going to put a hyphen. That's how my haikus work.
Music drift, yeah. Music, yeah.
Drift music. It's not drift music, it's drift music.
Drift. Music to put on while you're drifting. Yeah, dude. Yeah, we are going to do another Netflix review, and we got another Netflix review next week as well. We had something different planned, but I think Nick kind of didn't want to put too many things close together, and
it's our Netflix December
later. Yeah, I kind of agree. Later on, I was like, you know, that makes sense. A lot of people are going to go home for winter break. These are probably things they're going to be watching while they're not working and chilling and relaxing with family and things like that. It was really funny because, like, as soon as we like a day before we put out our Cowboy Bebop review, they were like, oh, by the way, canceled. And I was like, oh.
And then somebody died. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Or some, I think it was one of the Japanese.
One of the writers, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they actually worked on the, did they work on the English one or the other one? In any case.
No. The anime.
Yeah.
And some other things,
Everybody's blaming me for it. And then I found a rose in the parking lot of our liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Julia!
That was fucking funny, dude. It's like we're cursed or something, or we jinxed it. No, we're going to...
Well, guess what? You can't cancel this movie. It already happened.
Yeah,
what
this
movie
was,
is it?
Words Bubble Up Like a Soda Pop. It came out in July in Japanese theaters and on Netflix the same day internationally. So
apparently
cool.
It came out in 2020. Was that like a pre-screening thing?
It premiered in the Shanghai International Film Festival in 2020.
Okay, and then it was like delayed due to COVID-19.
Something. Like a widespread release was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure when that takes place. Oh, October. So October 2020 is when it did. Okay, or around October, like towards the fall, winter areas when the Shanghai one takes place. So, okay. Yeah, that's where it was. Yeah, you know what? It was an interesting film. I totally forgot about it, and Nick had brought it up, like, what about this one? And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, yeah, let's do it. So, yeah, we're going to review that today, and it's on Netflix. They call it a Netflix original anime film is what they call it. But yeah, dude. Let's just do it. Links at animesummit.net, okay? Patreon.com/animesummit. Become a patron today. Give a Smokey his wings. He'll go fly to your house and watch Netflix with you. Netflix. You can watch Cowboy Bebop. You can watch this movie. And you can watch the thing we're reviewing next week. Hint, hint.
Are we going to say what it is, or are we just going to not? I think a lot of people have already seen it, too, to be fair. So,
yeah.
Why don't we just say what we're doing?
Because that's stupid. It's better to All right. be surprised. Yeah.
I'm going to do a Twitter hint. I did yeah, a Twitter fine. Hint for this episode. It was Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
Okay. Yeah, follow us on Twitter, too, by the way. You can find them in the links on animesummit.net. And leave an iTunes review so we can read them on the show. We didn't grab a listener question of the week, and that is partly my bad. So
all right, Smokey question of the week. Just pick any question that you want.
a smoky question of the week? What? Okay.
We have questions. We just literally forgot to do it. So
yeah, I forgot yeah, to. That's, yeah, that's forgot our to bad. Grab. There's like a storm happening outside where me and Nick are, like a little thunderstorm in the middle of December. Like we're fucking. So like we were kind of huddled talking about.
Where
the
would you rather
shit.
Live, Tornado Alley or Hurricane Alley? That's my question of the week.
dude. Okay, here's one. Here I got one for you. Who would win in a fight?
I feel like I shouldn't be laughing about tornadoes. We just had a really shitty one in the Midwest here.
I think it was more like a nervous laugh. Yeah, I don't think you were like...
Yeah, I didn't mean to like laugh like at people.
Yeah, no, it was like a nervous... You could tell it was like a nervous laugh. Okay, I got a question. What was the first anime that you like bought on your own? Like you went into the store and you were like, oh, here's the like DVD or Blu-ray... Or whatever, and you were like, "I'm gonna buy this," and you took it home, and you were like, "You bought it."
I think
with your
it was
money.
Probably Evangelion, the platinum pack,
the platinum box.
Yeah,
God, that's awesome.
Is that still worth a bunch of money now? My discs are like used, and I think one of them, it might just be the movie, but like one of them has like a little bit of an issue to it. But anyway,
yeah, no, that's actually really cool though. That's actually super sick.
I don't think it's worth like a ton.
Yeah.
Perfect collection. That's what I had.
I think it's still worth a lot of. Well, like it might have went down a little bit since. It might have went down a little bit since it came out on Netflix or whatever. But like,
well,
that,
the Netflix has a different version though. They have different voice actors and script.
I know you would think it'd make it go up because the Netflix one is kind of poopy. But
okay,
I don't know.
Let's go shopping here. You go ahead. I'm just looking at stuff.
Well, Nick's looking that up. Yeah, the first one I think I ever bought.
Wow, it looks like
the
cheapest used one is like $200.
That's still a lot. Like, oh, Jesus.
If you have it, yeah, the perfect one. It looks like some people are trying to sell it somewhere between $200 and $400, depending on how used it is. Oh no, $400 is with the case.
Oh,
the complete collection.
Well, because some people throw away the little box. Like, it's like, why are you throwing it away? Like, so weird to me. I
wow, there's wildly
who did
different
that.
Prices. Somebody's trying to sell it for $900.
I think the first one I ever bought, actually, and it wasn't a series or anything. It was a movie, and I got a discount on it because Mario worked at Suncoast Video. It was Street Fighter Alpha, the movie, on VHS. And, yeah, dude, it was a cool fucking movie. Like, it was so slow in the mall, and my parents had left me there with Mario. And he was like, hey, you want to watch this? I'll put it on right now because I got to, you know, finish going through this stuff. I was like, oh, sure. So he let me sit on the counter and he put it like on like the TV wall thing where it had like 50 TVs on the wall. And I just watched it. And I was like, cool, I'm going to buy this so I can show my friends. And then I bought it. I think it was like $16.99 or something like that. Because that's like when DVDs. That's like when DVDs started becoming a thing. So it was like.
Wait, which movie or which was this again?
Street Fighter Alpha, the movie.
All right, now I'm going to look up the price of that.
It's probably really cheap. You can probably find it super cheap. But, like, yeah, it's a lot of people hated it. A lot of people hated the art style.
Sam, you've lost money. It's $9. Oh, yeah. Right Stuff Anime redid it, I think. Okay.
Oh, okay.
They're selling it.
Yeah, I think they got a new distributor after a while because they started releasing, like,
Blu-ray. That's good, though. I'd rather they reprint stuff than, like,
yeah,
never.
Me too.
I mean, except for like special edition stuff. So like that's what they, and that's kind of what they do. They'll be like, here's our complete special edition and we're only making 1,000 of them. But then we're going to, then after this later on, we're going to make like a wide release.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to hear a review of that, I'll totally do that if you want. But yeah, that's what I got. Dude, who's the waifu in his bando? Let's go.
Well, there's only two characters we could pick.
Really? Yeah. Honestly.
Waifu is Smile, the girl, and husbando is Cherry, the boy. Which I think is funny because, like, it's the opposite of how I would have named them.
Yeah,
Cherry sounds like a girl's name. And Smile is the guy from Ping Pong the Animation. Then Cherry is, like, the girl from Redline. So I mixed them up.
Yeah, dude, words bubble up like a soda pop.
There's no in the title. It's just words bubble up like soda pop. I thought it was funny. I watched a YouTube review of this one guy. He had it titled correctly in the description, but he said words bottle up like soda pop the whole video. Then he typed it right. So he probably just like looked at it and he's like, whoops, well, I'm not re-recording that.
I'm not going to re-record that whole thing. Yeah. That's funny, dude. Yeah. So, I mean, this is pretty interesting. I thought it was very cute. Studio Signal MD and Studio Sublimation. Signal MD, they are currently doing Platinum End. They helped on FLCL Progressive. Netju no Susume. And that's pretty much it. I think they're helping work on Fate Grand Order, and they helped on Adam the Beginning as well. They always seem to kind of like do things in tandem with other studios. And then Studio Sublimation, they've only have like four things: Dragon's Dogma for Netflix, Shiki Zakura, which I thought kind of sucked. I wish it was better. And Walking Meat.
That sounds awful.
It's a it's the only one where they're listed as the only studio. Walking Meat.
What the fuck?
Oh, I guess it's a
this?
Zombie. It's a zombie thing.
It's just a 20-minute movie.
So it's like an OVA or something?
There's only 1,600 members on my anime list, and there's no score. All right.
Huh. Funny. But yeah, dude. Cider. No yo ni kotoba ga wa kiagaru. I really like the way this looked.
Wait, do they call soda pop cider?
I don't know.
They must.
I have no idea. I just saw that that's what the word was. Yeah.
I don't think they pronounce it cider in Japan, but maybe they do. Maybe it's like an English word. They just like borrowed it.
The word on the title is saida.
So yeah, they'll do it in like the broken English.
It's like in their phonetic or whatever.
Whatever they do. Well, that's what they do. They like adopt English words and they'll just put them into their sentences.
Yeah. And then you write
like
it in katakana.
It's just they just say sexy.
You write in katakana, which is what that first word is. It says saida right there. So, but like, directed by Kyohei Ishiguro, written by Dai Sato, music by Kensuke Ushio, character design by Yukiko Aikyo, and animation director is Yukiko Watabe.
Where did you find like some? I couldn't find animation director on when I was researching it.
Oh, did you?
Like,
it was on
Anime News Network didn't have it. It's like, what the fuck?
I found it on Mail.
I didn't find that on Mail. He's not on there.
They haven't done too much, but they were like an animation director for
one
episode of Akame ga Kill, and a few other like episodes here and there of other shows. So they were chief animation director for this Powerful Pro Yaku, Powerful Coco Hen, which is like a kid's baseball something or other. I think it's based like on a mobile game or something.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
Well, the main director, Kyohei Ishiguro, did Your Lie in April and Psycho Pass. That's what he's known for. And, those are the main two that he's known for.
It definitely shows in this movie.
Ooh,
for sure.
He did Lance and Masks.
Nick's favorite anime.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Synopsis from Wikipedia. Yui Cherry Sakura is a shy boy who can only speak through his writing of haikus. Yuki, a.k.a. Smile, covers her mouth with a mask to hide her braces that try to fix her buck teeth, birth defect, and is an online influencer. A hateful meeting at the mall. A fateful
meeting. They're just screaming at each other.
A fateful meeting at the mall starts a romance between them. Yeah, so it takes place in this, like, kind of country-ass country. But, like, the one, like, attraction or one of the few attractions they have is this really huge mall. And the mall
must be, like, an outlet mall or something.
Yeah, called the Oda Novel Mall.
That's what Japan does. They each city has like its own tourist thing.
For sure.
Not every city, but a lot of them.
For sure.
Maybe every city.
They call it a slice of life romantic dramedy or comedy drama. Slice of life probably being the most appropriate word because there's not really like a...
It wasn't that funny. It was like a couple of silly things, but that's...
Yeah, there wasn't that much comedy in it. There's not really... It's kind of like Totoro where there's not like one huge overarching like story or whatever. It's just the story is the romance between Cherry and Smile and then like the stuff they do together throughout the movie. But it's very tropey. It's very rom-com. Like, spoiler alert, like I'm about to leave. You better tell so-and-so you love him or some shit. You know what I mean? And they get to the airport, and it's like not
yeah,
in this
it's
movie,
like,
Tsuki
Gakure.
Yeah, yeah. Yells, like I'm just,
I like you.
I'm just making. Yeah, I'm just doing the trope. You know, like how to lose a guy in 10 days. Like they're trying to head her off before she gets to the airport or whatever. And then he has to go through like the airport security, and then the security guard just lets him through because
like
he's gonna
actually.
Tell the one. Yeah, he's gonna tell the girl he loves that he loves her. Better let him through. But yeah,
nowadays you just get billy clubbed in the face.
No, yeah, there's no way.
Not really.
There's
I don't no think they have billy clubs, but you know, you'd get stopped.
Tackled. You'd get tackled.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, there are themes in it that are
hashtag
are,
themes
that are really cool, I think. And like I said in the synopsis earlier, you know, Cherry, they call him that because his last name is Sakura. So like his they nicknamed him
Cherry.
Oh, Cherry
Blossoms?
Yeah.
I thought it's because he hasn't like popped his, you know what I'm saying?
The fuck is wrong with you? So like they oops.
Oh
they,
my god, the tornado started already, Sam.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave that in. That's funny. I had my
dude, we're not gonna be laughing if we're like fucked after this.
Yeah. I had my headphone wire wrapped around a bottle of ibuprofen. Cherry, he, like, wears headphones all the time, and, like, half the time he's not really listening to anything. He just wants to avoid talking to people.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah, like, hell yeah. It's like, sometimes I don't want to, like, I had to ride the train, and I want nobody to fucking talk to me, like, shit. And then Yuki, or Smile, she wears a mask, like, a, you know, like a face mask to hide her mouth. Cause she's,
face diaper.
She's self-conscious about the buck teeth. And I will say this.
She's got some buck teeth. She looks like a beaver.
I've never seen them make an anime character with buck teeth that cute. Like, it's like.
She looks like, what's that squirrel Pokemon in Pokemon Unite?
Bidoof? Bidoofer? Well, there's a couple of squirrels.
Anyway.
There's Bidoof.
Also, I think her voice actor looks like her.
The Japanese one or the English?
They do that sometimes. Japanese one, maybe not. Never mind.
Honda Sugisaki. I don't know. But like,
I was looking
yeah.
at something different. Okay.
So, he is really into writing haikus, and he's like always just trying to like write them as he's you know he just likes doing it. That's how he can express himself the best.
Greedent.
Without like
she looks like Greedent.
Talking. Oh, Greedent. Yeah.
Dude, I love that Pokemon.
Without talking to anybody, you know what I mean. So like, and then he like. It's like Twitter, but they don't say Twitter, but like, you know, he like tweets his haikus and they run into each other at the mall and drop their phones and they accidentally take each other's phone. And then obviously they meet when they have to return them to each other. And it's like,
this is why you need more phone competition. So you have different phone styles.
It has this, well, it's like the same phone case.
This is an anti-monopoly propaganda right here.
Yeah. Well, on phone cases, yeah.
No,
it's the same phone
there's
case.
So much phone variety, actually.
Yeah, there's
it's like
a lot.
One of the things that there's actually competition.
But like, yeah, she and like the opening scene is like her getting braces, you know, to kind of correct or not.
I don't know how you correct,
correct
that. Them things are chonkers.
Yeah, I shouldn't say correct.
Her teeth,
but like
her teeth are. I mean, you could straighten them, but they're still gonna be lethal weapons.
Yeah, I think like just to bring them back a little bit, but you know. It kind of turns out they start hanging out, and it's just kind of cute. And then one of the big things in it, or one of the bigger plots in it, is they're this. So Cherry works at a literally care home, and this one guy named Mr. Fujiyama, he's trying to find this missing record, and so they try and help him find it, and then it turns out that it's like his wife, his late wife's, like, single, called Yamazakura, and Yamazakura is like a word for mountain cherry blossom, but it can also mean buck teeth. And so, like, Yamazakura, or not Yamazakura, but, like, his wife, I forgot her name already, she had buck teeth. And so, like, that's why she called it that, I guess. That's what she called it, because, like, he used to, like, the first time they kissed or whatever, he said that he liked her smile and stuff. So, yeah, it was just, like, that part was cool because, like, they kind of related to, like, this old romance, whereas, like, Cherry also liked Smile's grin.
And smile like teeth. Cherry's cherry, if you know what I'm saying.
God. But I think Nick wrote down some interesting words here. The overcoming of shame, anxiety.
Oh, yeah. Empathy. I just watched a few YouTube reviews.
And of course you did.
They mentioned these.
Communication issues, expressing feelings through art and social media. Which, like, that's how Smile does it. You know, she, like, goes... She's one of, like, those live streamers where she just, like, carries her phone around and does, like, day-to-day, like, stuff, hanging out at the mall and whatever. And she's, like, really famous, apparently.
Sidebar, I just found this guy, Akezura, on YouTube. Pretty good. He's got some pretty good videos. He did a video on Ranking of Kings a couple of weeks ago.
I need to catch up. I need to finish that.
There's tons of anime review channels on YouTube, but this guy... Yes, it's like concise, good, well spoken.
Shout out. But I think it's really cool because, like, halfway through the film, you start seeing, like, Cherry not wear his headphones as much, and you know,
yeah, it's like it's like Koi no Katachi a little bit.
Yeah, and then, you know, Smile kind of looking at her teeth a little more after learning that this beautiful pop star who had a hit single, is just all smiles on the picture disc of the record, you know, that they're looking for. And it's just really cool. Anyway, I'm kind of bogarting the mic, but, like,
yeah,
what did
the pop star had buck teeth too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Like, that was, like, the big thing about it. Cause, like, the song on the record was called Yamazakura, and it has a double meaning in which, like, there's mountain cherry blossoms, but also can mean buck teeth.
Oh, so the song is, like, perfectly fitted for the couple.
Yeah, it's like they kind of find themselves in the same kind of romance as Mr. Fujiyama and his late wife, you know? And
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, so, I think it'd be funny if the album they found was just, like, Plastic Love.
Turns out it's plastic.
It turns into YouTube. Yeah, you said a lot of it. This is just, like, it was a fun, like, light romance story. The kind of thing you'd watch on, like, a rainy day, maybe, or a sunny day, I guess. Although, if it's a sunny day, you'd probably be going doing something. But, yeah, like, I would recommend this movie to people who just kind of, like, are romance aficionados, I guess. If you just really enjoy the lighter anime slice of life. Yeah, Sam, you covered a lot of the main things. Because, like, the main two each have their own hang-ups, and they have, like, a little bit of anxiety for their physical features. Cherry with his voice, which he has a good voice. He just doesn't like talking. He's just, like, nervous. And then Smile with her teeth. So, but that's, like, kind of an oversimplification. But they, like, so at the last half of the movie, they're working together to, what exactly are they trying to do? They're trying to restore the record at one point because it breaks.
Well, so they end up finding the record, and upon finding it, they're about to play it, and then she discovers that the record is wavy, and that normally happens when the record,
like,
is
physically
in heat.
It's wavy.
Yeah,
it's warped.
It's warped, and that happens when it's in heat, when it's exposed to heat. And
it's
when
not
they
in
found
heat like
it,
a dog, though. It's like, it's warped.
Okay, anyways, so they find it behind the fridge, so that's probably why it's like that.
Oh, God, that's a terrible place to store things.
Yeah, they find it behind, like, the old mini fridge because they're cleaning out Mr. Fujiyama's old record store because they're selling the building and moving or whatever. So, so she tries to, like, flatten it, thinking, like, oh, I don't know how records work. You know, can you flatten it? Can you whatever? But it's so old and brittle on top of being warped that, like, when she tries to flatten it, it breaks. So then it's like she feels
super
bad.
Yeah, she like
bad.
Puts her weight on it. What an idiot.
And then she finds out that, oh, like we didn't even say like one of the biggest details, but one of the biggest details in the movie is that Cherry is moving. And he knew the whole entire movie he was moving, but he's still like, you know.
Oh, shit. How did I miss that?
Yeah. He's moving. They're moving away. Him and his parents
are
moving away.
Well, I had part of the problem is I had the movie on in the background at one point. And I think I missed that like exact part.
So at the very end, they find another copy of the record, and he's already like in the car, you know, and they're about to do this festival, and they're supposed to do like this kind of cherry blossom like dance to taiko drum song, like an old Damura song, or Daruma, you know, the little red egg thing, and they play the song instead. And then she live streams it so he can hear it. And then he gets out of the car and runs to the festival and gets on the mic and recites all the haikus he wrote throughout the movie while being with her. And it turns out that it makes this one longer poem confessing that he, like, has feelings or whatever. So it's, like, it's really cute.
Yeah, yeah, it's cute. I think cute is a good way to describe it.
Yeah, but, like, it's not super like you know crazy or amazing or anything, but
the
like
the main thing that stands out about the movie is the animation and the coloring.
Absolutely,
this is they have very poppy backgrounds, like very like what is it, pastel, just bright colors. With
the
every
yeah.
shot is just like multiple colors everywhere.
A lot of the backgrounds. Pretty much all of them when you are on a scene with some characters and it's not a faraway shot of like a landscape or whatever, they're drawn just like the characters on the forefront are, and they're even outlined with line art.
Yeah, and the backgrounds are drawn in the same texture as the characters, or at least somewhat similar. They don't do like the CG
that.
Backgrounds.
I just said that.
Yeah, well, I said it better, so.
Literally just said that.
I'm looking at the clouds. Like I'm looking at the trailer right now.
The colors are purposely chosen to be super super bright. It's even if you just look at the, if you just look at like the key visual or like the poster for it, you know that's what the movie looks like, and that's really fucking cool.
I almost feel like you could watch this movie without sound and just figure out what's happening. It's pretty simple like that.
Oh, that'd be cool. We should.
That's true with a lot of movies, to be fair. But, I mean, this one, you don't really need the sound. I think you can do... Yeah, I think this would be... If you just had, like, the soundtrack and, like, no words, it'd be like, a good music video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought it was... The animation itself is, like, it's got a decent movie budget, you know? So it's not, like... It's not crazy, like, Red Line or... anything like that, but
the good thing about movies is that they get so much more time per minute to make the movie, so it's like
right
anime you got 20 minutes and you got to make that whole episode in like maybe a couple of weeks. I don't know the exact time mm-hmm. frame, but it's they don't have much time.
But
and
I like
the movie
that.
You get like an hour and a half, and like what do they have, like a year to make that? Like they got a bunch of time, so
yeah. I like that when Nick was talking about the clouds, like one of my favorite parts about it is like, so you have the shape and then you have the white part, which is the top of the clouds and the shading of the cloud, you know, normally you'd see it something like in a blue or a purple or a pink, but like the way they shade the clouds in some of this movie is they do a gradient of all three of those colors and it's like, oh, that's so fucking cool. Like,
oh yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It looks really cool. That's probably my favorite part about it is the style of the background and style of like coloring. The character designer was Yukiko Aikyo. I'm not sure what else they've done.
Yeah, you mentioned them earlier.
Yeah, Yukiko. Oops, Hold on, I clicked on the wrong fucking thing. Yeah, hold on.
Sword Art Online Key Animation. Oh, never mind. Animation Director Gintama. Let's see. Character Design in Excel World. There we go. And a little bit of Love Live School Idol Project.
Love Live, Love Live, Love Live.
Various key animations for different anime as well.
Okay.
Character design for Maho Shoujo, Kikaku. Which one is this? Magical Girl Raising Project.
They did a character design for Your Lie.
Oh, Your Lie Napo character design. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were so. Yep, they usually make sense because like the director works with people they know. So
the I gotta get this person. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Turns out humans like to interact with other humans they know.
It turns out that people like people. Honestly, you know what else too? What else I like about it? It's very, very easy for the young weeb. And when I say young weeb, I mean like I don't mean by like age or whatever. I mean by like
his rapper name, Young Weeb.
Young Weeb. If you're just getting into anime, you know, this is a pretty decent like film to start with. Other than if we're gonna do other than Miyazaki films, you know, because everyone's gonna recommend you those. But or Ghibli films. But this one, I think, is a decent, well packaged movie that is just like, and you want to see different kinds of coloring and coloring and background art, like, you know, kind of that landscape of animation that and coloring that you want to see that's like different than what you're normally being recommended. I think it's perfect, and it's a nice little package of a movie, and it's really great. I mean, I think it's perfect for anyone who's like, hey, recommend me a film that's not, you know, this, but it's easy to watch. I can watch it with my partner, with my dog, with my parents, whatever. This is the perfect movie. Now, I asked Nick earlier if he watched the dub or the sub. I watched the dub, and I rewatched one scene in sub later, and I very much regret not watching it in the sub, the whole movie, because I feel like it would have been better. But the dub is not terrible.
With haiku too, like they're talking in haikus, so like,
yeah,
I mean they'd still probably have the same English words, but it would sound better in Japanese. So,
yeah, yeah.
Well, they don't talk in haiku that much. It's not like Odd Taxi or whatever. But he'll recite some of them, and I don't know. Haikus just never sound as good in English. I assume they sound better in Japanese. So,
yeah, that was kind of my thing about it was like, it seemed like it would have sounded better if it was.
English is hard to do poetry.
Yeah, a lot of times, like when American poets do stuff, they do like a rhythm to it. Or
I don't mean like the crappy slam poetry shit. I mean like actually, like who are the famous poets? I don't know.
I don't really know. I'm kind of a basic bitch when it comes to that. I only know like
let's see
three.
Robert Frost. All right, there you go. Emily Robert Dickinson, Frost.
Edgar Allan Poe.
He's my boy.
Pablo Neruda, which I recently discovered was actually kind of a scumbag, so now I kind of hate
English
him.
Poetry is like very low floor, but a very high ceiling. Spanish,
yeah.
Spanish rapping is just like high floor, high ceiling, because everything rhymes. It's like, I could do it. I don't even speak Spanish.
As somebody who's relearning Spanish right now, that's kind of, it's a little true, yeah. It's like, the poetry I write is like, I write poetry, and the poetry I write is very like, I have a lot of feelings. Fuck you, I hope you die. And then
a lot of feelings and a lot of rage.
Yeah. But the few people who have read it, they like it. So I just go by them. I know they're not good. I just write it to like get it out. So, but I mean, haikus are definitely hard. I think they would sound better in Japanese. So I would recommend the sub. But it's totally up to you.
The voice actors were really good too. I mean,
yeah,
I think the English voice actors were pretty passable. I didn't have any problems with the dub because I watched it mostly dubbed. Alice Orsat and Enzo Rizzito.
Oh, those are the
French. What
the
fuck? Why is this listing the French ones?
The English voices for Cherry and Smiler: Ivan Moak and Kim Wong.
Okay, good. It's not the same four people they use for everything. Thank God.
No.
Okay. Yeah, so, oh, you know what? Did it debut in France or something? Is that why? And that they just,
probably.
Like, put the listing up on Mal and they never changed it?
Frenchy. French people.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't recognize those people at all. This doesn't sound right.
Yeah, you have to listen to them say things like Ashton Kutcher and. Anyway, yeah,
you broke so, I mean, my baguette.
I will say too that I will say also Kensuke Ushio is like,
he's a god, dude. He is amazing.
I mean, I think we
this was not his strongest work, but like. He brings something to every anime he does.
So. Koi no Katachi, Devilman Crybaby, Ping Pong the Animation.
Yeah, nut.
He's doing it for Chainsaw Man, like, oh.
Oh, God. I'm gonna nut.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, like, he's really good. We
Space
always talk
Dandy,
about
too.
Yes, yeah, Space Dandy, yeah. We always talk about Hiroyuki Sawano, but, like, Kensuke Ushio is, like, tops, too.
He's my boy!
But like, I think, what I really like too, is I do really like the song when they finally find the record and play it. I like that song too. That song was really cool. And I'm not sure if like he composed that as well or who he got to sing it or whatever, but I do like that as well. Like it's, oh, he's doing Heike Monogatari as well. Totally forgot.
Oh yeah. That's right.
But yeah.
Yamakazura. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yamazakura.
Or Yamazakura. Yeah.
Yeah,
it really has like an 80s aesthetic to it, like a vapor wave. That's what, like, very saturated vapor wave.
That's a good way to say it.
Pinks and, yeah, pink actually, and blue, pink and blue, cotton candy.
Very like neon colors. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little bit of yellow in there too.
What do you? I mean, I don't know what else to say. If you else, do you want to add anything else before we give it any final thoughts, or do you have? I don't really have any other final thoughts other than I think that it's a nice little package. I think anyone can watch
it. I don't think we need to go too much further. It's a good short romance movie, very visually pleasing, especially if you like the bright saturation.
Yeah,
the story and characters were a little bit basic, I would say, because you get the boy and girl run into each other, interact. This sounds like an alien speaking about humans. They interacted.
Look at these two interacting. Look at. Record it.
Why does the larger human not simply eat the smaller human?
I think
it was, it was well directed to. It's just that I suppose the subject matter for us is like a little, like we already know all this stuff because we're old as shit. We're not really old, but you know, it's
yeah,
not quite at the same level of like Your Name, that type of thing, or Koi no Katachi, because it's
The romance story in those two movies are like...
It's like a summer popcorn romance movie.
Yeah, yeah, where this one is just kind of your basic romance trope.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I was making the jokes earlier about like those certain rom-coms, because like they finally admit it at the very end, you know? Like, not until way later, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, at the very end, too. It does the anime thing where like the climax is like the last second.
Yeah.
Which usually there's some kind of falling action or whatever, but you don't always need that. So,
but yeah, it's other than that, I think it's fine.
It's a good movie, not an all-timer. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. Cause like I was glad that it wasn't like super mid. Cause if it was super mid, then that would be disappointing.
Yeah, I mean it had a momentum to it.
Yeah, but it had things going for it where it would make it not that way. So,
you still gotta watch. You gotta watch Tomoko Market. This anime kind of reminds me of that a little bit.
I do gotta watch Tomoko Market.
You would love that shit, and Tomoko Love Story too. And you gotta get me. We gotta do a show swap and do that. No, Tomoko Love Story is the movie.
Oh, and Tomoko Market is the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they are the same thing, but they're like.
I'm not saying it's gonna be your favorite anime, but I'm just saying you would enjoy it.
The movie comes after.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we gotta do a show swap. Show swap. Make it
show
happen.
Show swap.
Show swap.
Just whoop.
Somebody whoop. So what would you score it?
We got to say that in those episodes.
Yeah, we got to do it. Yeah.
Time for a
we'll
show
do a call back to the. We'll do a call back to this episode where I insert that part in. Hey, remember when me and Nick decided it? And then I just put it in.
And then Danny's like, show swap.
I was wondering when you were going to get the Danny jab in.
Danny, stop listening by now. She probably won't even hear this.
I was like, I'm gonna try and end it before he remembers to get the jab in.
ただ夢中に生きてたあの頃、そしてあなたと。
I'm gonna go ahead and score. I'm gonna say, I'm being generous just because I really, really like the colors and the animation and the way everything is drawn together. And the characters, like, even though that when me and Nick said that the characters are colored and are aligned the same as the background, they don't get lost in the background, though. So that's, which is, you know, it's pretty, that's pretty sweet.
It's busy,
so,
but like, not way too busy.
Yeah. So I think I just because of that, I'll say 7 haikus out of 10.
7-5-7? Or no, 5-7-5?
Is it 5-7-5? No, it's 5-7-5.
Yeah, 5-7-5.
I give it a 5-7-5 out of 7-5.
All right. So I'm just going based off what I rated other movies since I gave.
That makes sense.
So I probably rated these other two movies a little bit low, to be fair. Maybe I should bump them up if I rewatched them. So I gave Your Name an 8. And Silent Voice a 7, so I'm going to give this one a 6.
Okay.
I probably should bump all of those up by a point. They're probably a little too low.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that right now, actually.
Yeah, do it right now.
Just do it right now. What the fuck am I doing?
Just do it right now. What the fuck is your problem, dude? Jeez.
Your Name is good. I think I gave it an 8 at the time because it was like because of the Cuoca thing, the Cuoca factor.
Because of the Cuoca thing. You're like, I'm gonna bump it down just because you keep saying the weekly update every week.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm just kidding.
I'd say it's a
couple of notches below those other two movies for like popular anime movies.
Sure.
It's in the Hall of Very Good, not the Hall of Fame.
Nick probably gave it a more like fair deserving score than
No, we gave the same number, didn't we?
I said 7.
Yeah, I gave it a 7. I bumped it to a 7 since I had the other ones at an 8. Maybe I mean, really, I'd probably give it like a 6.5, but whatever. My anime list doesn't let me do it.
Sure.
Maybe I'll, you know what? Bump it back to a 6. Fuck it. Let's go. I wonder if I keep going back and forth on Mal, will it eventually average it out to a 6.5?
Average it out to 6.5, yeah. It's fucking funny, dude.
Like, I would say like the style of it is like a 9 or a 10. Maybe not a 10, but like, I'll give it a 9.
It really takes it. But yeah, you can watch this on Netflix. That's probably the only place you can watch it, unless, you know, ho 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 in a bottle of rum.
Oh, you can always find places.
You can always find the places, you matey. There's always a place to find the booty.
If you There's know. Always money in the banana stand.
I watch a lot of porn.
No, you don't, Sam. You're like, I don't want to do a hentai episode. I don't watch enough porn.
No, I was just saying, and I'm like, the only reason,
pathetic.
The only reason I didn't want to do it is because I had not watched any like.
Yeah, you don't have to like
hentai.
Sit through and watch a million. Yeah, I hadn't either.
I mean, I wanted.
I'm just gonna talk about my list of favorite doujinshi authors. All right, we got Alp. We'll start with the A's.
Yeah,
you got Gesundheit.
I'm pretty sure most of y'all got Netflix. It's on Netflix. Words bubble up like a soda pop. Very nice movie. There's a dub and a sub. You can't go wrong either way, really. So there you go. Hope you guys enjoyed that. A little short episode this week. Dani is back on some time off just to get her stuff situated. I forgot to say that at the beginning. But she decided to take more time off just to get her shit situated and all that stuff. So she'll be back probably after the holidays. So back in January, hopefully. That being said, that's
we gotta
Nick.
Do, we got to do our closing haikus, Sam.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, so I'm Sam and I'm Nick, and here's my closing. Okay, here we go. Actually, no, Nick, you go first.
All right, I'm on the fantasynamegenerator.com haiku generator. Okay, here we go. Let's click it. Triumph in silence. Beast of love is free to go. Crumbling of friendship.
Okay, here's one. Knife cuts, wait and see. Love's embrace prepares for fate. Shining of fire. I only liked it because it had knife cuts.
It's going for the jugular. Sounds big.
Oh, and goodbye.